Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz along with Joey Scanlon and the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Stone. Coach, congratulations on a big win here today against Winona State.
Oh, thank you.
First of all, a couple of interesting things happened during this game. Well, first of all, the weather was kind of a factor there. I could see from the moment the game started, players were getting kind of dinged up. How is Miranda Famstead?
She just had x-rays, so I haven't heard back yet what the results of the x-rays were.
Oh, well, we wish her the best. Obviously missed back there, but how did Skylar Prentice came in for Miranda Famstead, and your bench has been so deep this season. Talk about how her play affected the game. She looked great out there.
Yeah, I thought she was terrific today, and just coming in cold like that and having some really big shoes to fill, I thought she did great.
The scoring, of course, started with Rachel Norton, your leading goal scorer. She is such a leader out there on the scoring side of things, and then would score the eventual game-winning goal for your team. Just how important is she to you?
Yeah, I mean, she puts a lot of pressure on other teams' defenses, and she's been huge all year for us, and today it was the same thing.
The other thing we noticed, Joey and I noticed from the get-go, is nobody was double-teaming her. You can't leave Rachel Norton undefended. And then Danny Nelson, what a great game by her as well today.
Yeah, Danny's been really good as of late. She's playing the best soccer of her career, and I'm glad they're both on today.
Jim, Winona, you know, they answer back with two straight goals. It looked like they kind of had the momentum too. I mean, how important or what was the key for you guys to really stay focused and stay locked in and win this game?
Yeah, we lost our way a little bit, and obviously, you know, there's always your side of the coin and the other team's side of the coin, so, you know, you got to give credit to Winona for putting us under pressure. We had talked about halftime, you know, number one thing is don't foul, and unfortunately we fouled twice, and those led to two goals. So, they put us under some pressure, and, I was happy that we were able to have the character to kind of see it out and see the game through that pressure.
Your team goes on to the semifinals. You guys haven't quite gotten past that semifinal part. What is your mindset going into this next game, knowing that, you know, the playoffs are so important to you and the NSIC championship game would be like the next big thing for you guys?
Yeah, it would certainly be special. I mean, right now, to be honest, my mind is just thinking about Miranda, thinking about Tia. We have a couple kids who are dinged right now, so just trying to wrap my mind around that and, you know, just thinking and praying they're going to be okay. And if they're not, you know, just thinking in my head, what are we going to do? So that's kind of where my mind is at, unfortunately, right now.
Yeah, one game at a time. Friday, you head to Mankato. They defeated Duluth in a 15-player shootout.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Unbelievable. But you won't have to face them, thankfully, right away. You'll face either the winner of the Augustana or Concordia St. Paul. Obviously, you probably don't even care at this point who you're playing, do you?
No, I mean, we're just happy to be there, and we'll watch. I think their game starts at 3. I don't even know what time it is right now.
It's actually underway. Augustana's up 1-0 right now.
Oh, okay. So we'll go watch that game and then try to prepare according to who we're going to play.
Jim, we've talked about a little bit about, you know, people stepping into roles or some of your girls stepping into roles today. I mean, how important is the depth of your bench when it comes to playoff time?
I think it's vital if you're going to make a longer run, just, you know, not only for, you know, not only game to game, but kind of big picture, because you're playing a lot of games in a short amount of time. So, you know, there's only so much fuel in the body. There's only so much gas in the tank. So if you can get some bench play, I think it goes a long ways.
Jim, congratulations again on the big win here today, 3-2 over the Warriors. We will see you Friday in Mankato.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.